At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you have missed any of our show, there's a rewind function on the Odyssey app. You can simply rewind it and hear everything we've talked about. It's been mostly about the New York Giants. And if you rewind to about 2:30, 2:40, Tiki and I were really doing a deep dive on Joe Shane's record in terms of his draft and his free agency. Like, has he done a good job here? Because I'm still not convinced that ownership is going to keep Joe Shane, despite the press release yesterday that says he's going to be a part of the coaching search. And what was complicated about the deep dive, was fascinating, is how do we judge what's good or not? Like, what do normal general managers do
right
in terms of percentages that they hit in the draft? And so it was a very interesting discussion. And I just received an email from Wayne. Wayne is a loyal listener to the show. He's a diehard Giants fan. And he heard that discussion. And he decided to find out how Joe Shane is done compared to every other GM.
That's awesome. Some Veteran Day research by Wayne. Thank you, Wayne, very much.
He did some Veterans Day research by inputting it into AI letting AI tell us how Joe Shane is done.
Oh, this is going to be wrong.
So he sent, like,
I hope he vetted it after AI gave him whatever result.
So there's a lot of words written. I'm not going to read that part because it would be here all day. I'd like to read to you the final verdict on how AI ranks Joe Shane's draft performance compared to every other general manager. Are you ready?
Yes.
Joe Shane's draft performance over the past 4 years ranks in the 11 to 16 range among current NFL general managers.
Yeah, that's above average. That's exactly what we said.
He is a solidly above average drafter who has successfully begun the arduous task of rebuilding the Giants roster. His process is logical. He targets premium positions, and his 2022 to 2024 class have injected the team with much needed young core of talent. What would move him into the very good or elite tier? Number one, Evan Neal developing into a solid, reliable.
You can stop reading.
But if you buy that 11 to 16, that's not bad.
Yeah, I mean.
Do you agree with that?
It's right in the middle. So he's right in the middle.
Yeah.
11 to 16, just slightly above average. Like, that's about where I think he is because it's so complicated to judge his good drafts versus his bad drafts. So. But then you throw in free agency. I mean,
he traded and signed Brian Burns. Like, that was tremendous.
Yeah, of course.
But. And what do we say about losing Saquon? We all understood the process at that point. We understood the situation. Like, is that really something to bring down his free agency?
I wonder what the query was for ChatGPT. That's what'd be interesting.
The query?
Yeah.
How did you ask that? So Wayne asked it by saying, can you rank New York Giants Joe Shane's draft performance over the past 4 years compared to all other current NFL general managers? And it gives him a solid result.
Now, here's what I would like to know. If we could further this, take whoever we think are the unanimous for the last 5 years, top 10 teams in football that are always there, the Lions, the Bills, the Chiefs. Where does Joe Shane rank in terms of those general managers? Because we shouldn't, as Tiki alluded to earlier, just be settling for 16th through 11th.
Right.
4 years in, I want a GM that can be a top 10 roster builder so we could become one of those teams that's a perennial playoff team.
I understand. You always want to be the best. And clearly he's not the best. No one would argue that. He's not the best. I mean, our eye test or AI, right. No one's going to say he's the best. The results aren't there. By the way, I do want to get to this caller because we mentioned earlier that we are all universally agreeing that Jameis Winston should be the starting quarterback for the New York Giants on Sunday. And I said, I have not heard one person disagree with that, but if anyone called in and wanted to argue that Russell Wilson should start, we'd move him to the front of the line. So, Shino in Floral Park. Shino, explain to us why Russell Wilson should start on Sunday.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Welcome.
So I know this is not a popular opinion here, but I want the better draft pick.
What a swerve that was.
Oh, that was a massive swerve.
It wasn't even a defense of Russell Wilson.
Tank.
Tank.
Basically tank.
Let's go to Mark in Midland Park. What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys. A couple of things. You guys are talking about, are the Giants better now than they were 4 years ago? Mm-hmm. But if you're picking in the top five for the last 3 years, shouldn't you be better, even by dumb luck?
Right.
Honestly.
You're just going to draft more talent, for sure.
You're not wrong.
But they've also been good. They're also better because of free agency. And I think that's what you can't ignore. The offensive line is somewhat stable. Now, we've had some questions about John Michael Schmidt, who he drafted in the second round, I believe, a couple years ago. But Schlottman has been pretty good. And instead, when he's been hurt, I think John Runyon's been pretty good. Obviously, none of these guys are great, but they've been pretty good. You feel stable. You don't feel like the line is a disaster right now.
Just because you pick high doesn't mean you get it right.
Yes.
There are plenty of examples. We can cite a lot of them, including from the Giants or the Jets, where you're picking high and you still screw it up.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, you have a better chance of hitting when you're picking higher in the draft, clearly. And the Giants have had many a draft where they're picking high, but it doesn't make it a guarantee. Aaron in Sayreville, New Jersey. What's up, Aaron?
I have two coaching recommendations. Not recommendations, ideas.
Yes.
One, I would hate. The other one's not talked about because he's a coach right now, like you said about LaFleur. The first is Salah. It's just a Giants move to do.
I suck.
The second would be Stefanski.
Kevin Stefanski's really interesting because I kind of think he's going to lose his job. And honestly, when they evaluate him, because they just changed the front office a little bit,
yeah.
Paul DeBattista left them to go back to baseball. He was right in the Browns front office. Like, I think they're going to look at the Jet game, especially the end of the Jet game, and say, what a freaking mess.
Right.
So I think there's a chance that Stefanski is available. Would you put him on that task of, I'd want him to have a year away from coaching before I give him another head coaching job?
I think so. He feels like that guy to me. And it's not a knock on him because I do think he has the potential to be a good head coach, but it almost feels like you couldn't ever consistently get anything going here. And some of the decisions you made, they hurt you, like self-inflicted mistakes. Simmer on that for a minute.
Simmering.
And then come back.
simmering. Right. Simmering.
His records, he had the 111-6 season.
Right.
Other than that, it's mostly sub-500.
Yeah.
And he had two over five, two double digit win seasons.
When you are like Pat Shurmur, I liked the Pat Shurmur hire. I have to admit that. And a part of why I liked the Pat Shurmur hire at the time was I thought he would learn from his first coaching failure.
Right.
And it didn't work out. So obviously, you could bring someone in on a second opportunity. It doesn't mean it's going to work. But I like the fact that he took a step back to learn. That would not be the case with Stefanski. That would be the case with Robert Saleh. And I almost feel like I need to remove myself from this debate if you guys want to talk amongst yourselves about Robert Saleh.
I suck.
Because I'm biased. Mm. I mean, I would have a tough time believing in him. And I would have a tough time believing that you guys would believe in him, especially Sean and Tommy. Not, but more so Sean, because you said a lot of things about him.
Well, it's interesting.
In which you didn't believe him as a leader.
Even though he was the Jet head coach, as a Giant fan, you still felt like you lived it.
Yeah, yes. You did experience it, yes.
And I wonder if the Giants' decision makers also feel that. And I would guess the answer is yes. And so it just, it feels like a non-starter.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Despite him likely being deserving of another chance.
If Robert Saleh had the exact same experience, but it was in Indianapolis or it was in Jacksonville, we'd probably view him a little bit differently. You're right. I think that when we get a front row seat for something,
I like Joe B.
We just have a different perspective on it. Mm-hmm. Would you want Robert Saleh, Sean?
Absolutely not.
Would you want Robert Saleh, Tommy?
No, but I will say that the Jets are a toxic organization, and we've seen from Todd Bowles where you can learn from your mistakes and have success in another stop. So I would, if I was a owner of a team, give him another shot, but not the Giants. I just think there's better candidates.
So that was
out there.
Convoluted way of just saying
I don't want him on the Jets.
Also taking a shot at the Jets.
That's really what it was.
That's all it was.
Hold on a second.
He just couldn't say no. He had to say, the Jets are toxic. They're a bunch of losers. Let me point that out.
The reason why Robert Saleh may get another opportunity is because teams will look at the Jets and go, boy, nobody can fix them, so we will hire him. I just don't think he's the right fit for the Giants.
But you know what's not fair about that? I mean, obviously, I agree the Jets are a toxic mess. Like, clearly. I don't need to say that again. I don't trust the owner. I don't trust anything. Robert Saleh made a lot of mistakes.
I can't shake the best teams coach themselves. I mean, can't shake that quote.
That's a line that bothered you. He was criticized heavily for the handling of the quarterback situation with Zach and Mike White. Mm-hmm. Like, it's lazy to blame that on the Jets. That's on Robert Saleh.
He also had the trouble of picking a staff.
Yeah.
That was also part of his issue. Now, I think
we all suck.
Jeff Ulbrich was a good defensive coordinator, but I felt like that was in collaboration with Robert Saleh. And so when he got fired, we kind of saw what happened. So, I mean, the Jets defense fell apart despite still having a lot of those good players on that side of the ball. So, he needs a year. He needs a year to just have success being a DC.
Yeah.
And then revisit.
I wouldn't mind Robert Saleh rejoining the Jets in a couple of years as the DC. Mm-hmm. Maybe Steve Wilks gets another job. By the way, speaking of Steve Wilks is the current defensive coordinator of the New York Jets. I told you I was going through that list of all the different Giant head coaching interviews they've done over the last bunch of years. Mm-hmm. Dan Duggan did a great job of The Athletic putting it together. Steve Wilks got a head coaching interview in 2018.
That's interesting.
Now, that was a long time ago, but yeah, Steve Wilks got a head coaching interview in 2018.
Wasn't he one and done? He's one of the one and done.
Yes, he was one and done in Arizona. was replaced by Cliff Kingsbury and since then has been a defensive coordinator. And then also, I don't want to leave this out, got an interim opportunity with Carolina. Most people, especially from the outside, I admit, said, wow, he earned that job. And they didn't give it to him.
Right.
So, and that's the thing about interims. They can earn the job. We saw it with Antonio Pierce. We saw it with Jason Garrett. And we could see it technically with Mike Kafka. By the way, here are some of the other names of people that interviewed for the Giant job in the last four coaching circles. If any of them you like, certainly let me know. Steve Spagnuolo, Mike Smith, Doug Marrone, Adam Gase, Terrell Austin, Steve Wilks, Eric Studesville, Steve Spagnuolo, Matt Patricia, Josh McDaniels, Chris Richard, Matt Rhule, Mike McCarthy, Wink Martindale. Oh, that would be a turn. That would be a turn.
Wink Martindale also tweeted today, this afternoon, for the first time since July.
Really? Did he have anything to say about the Giant coaching situation?
It was simply buckle up with two emojis.
Well, who are they playing this weekend?
I mean, they've played a lot of teams.
And they have Ohio State coming up in a couple weeks.
The table was fired. I'll find out.
No, they play Ohio State?
Thanksgiving weekend. They'll play. So, a couple weeks. But you want to get ready. You want to safety first. You know, buckle up.
They play Northwestern.
No.
They're not buckling up for Northwestern.
No. So do you think
it was a spelling bee? Yes.
So what does that even mean?
Do you think it was an allusion to I'm gonna get Daboll's job? Is that what you're thinking?
Or we're about to get more truths of the story to come out now that Daboll's out of there?
Oh, maybe. Well, who would leak that? Do you think the Giants would leak that to make Dave look bad?
Who would care?
Only Wink Martindale.
Yeah.
Oh, it depends what the story is.
It's a selfish, stupid thing.
It depends what's leaked, to be honest with you. I think certain things would be interesting.
He's not our coach anymore, so who cares?
People still are interested in things that happened with the team that they root for.
Really?
I don't think we just... Yeah, absolutely. I'd read a book about the 1999 Mets.
And the 98 and the 93.
I mean, it was like 12 million years ago, but I'd still read it. Like, yeah, I'd find information fascinating. It may not change anything. I don't think it's going to change your opinion, but yeah. Anyhow, let me finish the list of guys. Tell me if any of them jump out at you. Patrick Graham, Leslie Frazier, Brian Flores, Lou Anarumo. How about Leslie Frazier? Leslie Frazier interviewed for the job a couple years ago.
Yeah, I think
he's the assistant head coach in Seattle, where they're having great success. How about Leslie Frazier as a head coach? Does that excite you guys?
66 years old, is a past
head coach. Time out. What the hell does that mean? He's old? You got a problem with old people?
No. I have a problem with you because your next question is going to be, what is his age? Can somebody look that up? So I'm getting ahead of that in the comments.
I know, but you said it in a way that it's disqualifying. Have you seen our last two presidents?
He also took a year off to collect himself.
What's wrong with that? Mike Tomlin may do that.
Mike Tomlin's 53.
So you got a problem with age too?
No, I'm just saying. He took a year off to not, whatever, coach, and then he came back.
I like Leslie Frazier.
I know, like him too.
I think that's not it's not a terrible, terrible name. You guys hate it though.
Okay. Not that I hate it. It's just uninspiring, I would call it.
Listen,
that's exactly right. It's not a knock on it. It's just uninspiring.
It wouldn't excite the fan base.
No.
All right. Let's go to Mike in Manhattan. What's up, Mike?
What's up, boys? How we doing? Good. Peaky vest season. Hello, SNY.
No doubt.
Before I get to my point, I love time stamping. And did one of you let out a toot yesterday at 5:28:34 seconds?
What?
Or is it Evan doing a It sounds like a toot. It's time to bring that up.
Probably.
No, this is not a Colts call, though. I do think Jonathan Taylor should win MVP. Yep. So what's that going to take? And then also, you know, the NFC is what a fluke of a weekend, huh, for the top teams like the Bucks and
big time
teams like that. Who do you think stands out? And do you think maybe Stafford and Darnold are separating themselves from the MVP race in the NFC for that reason?
It's interesting because Sam Darnold, I went back and I don't know why this came up today on my social media feed, but Sam Darnold was all over it. And so I just dialed up True Media and started watching some Sam Darnold.
Are you impressed?
I am.
He's having a great year.
He's having a fantastic season. 17 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. Two of those interceptions were tip balls at the line of scrimmage, and 4 of them were in man coverage, so he's getting pressure, and he just backs foot, just try to get it completed in a tight window, and it got intercepted. One of them was that Derek Stingley. That's why I brought up Derek Stingley, because it was a ridiculously impressive interception. But outside of that, Jackson Smith and Jigba is a really good player. He's making him better. It's amazing.
Who's the MVP of the league?
It's Jonathan Taylor. It's not even close.
I agree with that. I think it is Jonathan. He won't win it because this is a quarterback award, even if it's not official.
If he rushes for three touchdowns in another game this season, which is likely to happen, and he's probably going to do it two or three more times, he's winning the MVP.
You know what he needs to do to win the MVP? Big performance against Kansas City on Sunday.
Well, he, I mean,
a week from Sunday.
A week from Sunday. Like, I think that would be the signature performance that could help his MVP case. He's up there, but it just still feels like it's a quarterback award. And then you got Drake May, who's putting up massive numbers, and they're 8-2, could be on their way to like a 13-win season. Mm. So I agree with you that if I was placing a vote, right. I don't. I would vote for Jonathan Taylor, but I think he needs some more epic performances for that to be the case.
Okay.
Now, our last caller made an accusation. He said, I didn't fully understand it at the time, but he said that yesterday at about 5:27, he heard a sound, a sound that he perceived to be flatulence.
He called it a toot, which before we even get to that, are you telling us by your confusion that you didn't understand what the reference meant when he said, I heard a toot?
I thought he meant someone tweeted something because that's what I thought he said. So I was very confused. But anyhow,
it sounds like he has young kids.
That's probably it because that's the way you would refer to it. Or make a bubble. That's the other way you could refer to it. Make a bubble. Did you make a bubble, Spence? Did you make a bubble? So he accused someone of making a bubble.
He was good about the exact second. It was 5:28 and 40 seconds. So I got that exact moment.
All right, so let's take a listen to five whatever time he said yesterday on this program, and let's hear if we hear a toot.
And the only way you're going to know that?
Oh, excuse me. Wait, say that one more time.
And the only way you're going to know that?
Oh, excuse me. But the oh, excuse me makes me think that I was blocking a burp.
Yes.
I mean, that's clear, right?
You're an idiot. The excuse me is a past moment that Tommy's throwing in as a
Well, that's stupid. Don't do that. That's confusing. We have to actually hear the moment. Play the moment again.
You do hear the moment.
And the only way you're going to know that?
Let me hear it again.
And the only way you're going to know that?
Can you play? Can you extend it a little bit more?
I know. And the only way you're going to know that?
No, you got to play more of the moment. You
that's
cut it way too tight.
Let me go. Okay.
Jeez.
Well, you can't pull the exact moment.
Well, you got to pull like a good 10 seconds so you could hear the
We're not analyzing who shot John Kennedy. Did somebody fart on the air? Does it sound like a fart?
No.
The only way you're going to know that?
No. We need to hear more of a clip. I apologize.
Yes. Sean is bad at his job.
We can't play clips anywhere near it because Evan and only Evan is confused by it.
Well, Tiki agrees with me. He thinks we need to hear more of it.
It sounds like it's fake.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's doctored.
You need
when you don't have context around it.
Thank you. But again, let's just attack Evan like Tiki's not actually agreeing with me. Let's just make it about me.
Well, you attacked us first, so when you fire back at us, you get clapped back.
I said play more.
No, you said don't play anything after it. You don't do this.
That was confusing. Didn't you agree to?
I thought, that's like, you didn't say excuse me on air, did you?
We have the longer clip now. Right,
they get mad at me when you agree with me on stuff, but they
We're
don't
here
want
to
attack
We'll play the longer
clip. Hold on, I'm still talking to Tiki. They get mad when I criticize and you agree with me and they ignore that you said anything. It's just, Evan did this, Evan did that. Anyhow, here's the longer clip now.
You have to find somebody who's right. You have to. And the only way you're going to know that is if you know him. You know why you know it's not a toot? It's way too loud.
Yeah, like the microphones are not
we're not sitting on microphones.
So what do you think it was?
Just, that's someone going,
It's what Evan does 15 times a show. You're like Sling Blade.
Yeah. You have to find somebody who's right. You have to. And the only way you're going to know that is if you know him.
Yeah.
It's Evan going,
I was agreeing with you.
Yes.
Cornbread and biscuits.
Well, we appreciate the call. We appreciate the attempt, but we have now dignified it as non-toot. More just an Evan odd agreeing with Tiki sound effect.
We called Matt Allen. Remember Matt Allen?
Yes.
The kicker?
He was the punter that threw the pass in the 2003.
No, not Matt Allen. Who was the kicker?
Matt Bryant?
Matt Bryant. We called him Sling Blade.
He did look like it a little bit, yes.
Let's go to Tom in Cornwall. What's up, Tom?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
We're good.
Huge Giants fan. Tiki, definite Hall of Fame, man. I'm praying for you. You deserve it.
Thank you, man.
Full disclosure, I said in the beginning to the screener that I wanted to play Russell Wilson, but that's not true. I just want to get to the front of the line and talk a little Yankee baseball.
Oh, you son of a bitch, you!
Steven Kwan!
Oh, you're the Steven Kwan guy.
I got rid of him. So what he did, and I think it's brilliant, is I said, if you think Russell Wilson should start, we'll move you to the front of the line, because I literally haven't heard any Giant fan make that suggestion. The one guy we went to said, yeah, because I want to lose. Okay, kind of funny. Good line.
I want the higher draft pick.
Tom says, I lied. I just wanted to get to the front of the line to recommend that the Yankees trade for Stephen Kwan. Brilliant.
And he's called about Stephen Kwan multiple times. Is that the same guy?
Yeah, same guy.
Yeah, same
he's
guy.
Stephen Kwan guy.
Stephen Kwan guy.
And you know what? In fairness, Tom, when we made our Yankee recommendation plans and Met recommendation plans, if I'm not mistaken.
Did Stephen Kwan come up?
I think so. I think Sean had the Yankees acquiring Stephen Kwan.
Yeah, we were trading Luis Gil.
Mm. There you go. So we're in the Stephen Kwan thing. Keep an eye on this. The general manager meetings are this week. Nothing will happen.
Right.
I want to make that clear. Nothing's going to happen.
Except for Edwin Diaz signing and Pete Alonso going someplace else.
That's happening in the next 2 days?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. Okay. I think he's crazy, but okay. Just trying to make me go. Oh, I know why, because I'm going to a Nets game tonight, and you think that that's going to ruin my experience
yep.
where I'm going to have to drive home in the middle of it.
Yep, and do a Rico.
You know what's funny? 2 years, or I guess it was 3 years ago now, when Jacob deGrom left the Mets to sign with the Texas Rangers,
yeah.
it broke on a Friday night while I was at a Nets-Raptors game.
Did you do a drive home Rico?
No, I left the game early because I was so messed up by the deGrom news. And the Nets were winning. They were up by like 25. I left at halftime because I was so distracted and distraught. Drove home, did a Rico, but it was forced me to leave a Nets-Raptors game. Do you know who the Nets are playing tonight?
The Raptors?
The Raptors!
Who won that game?
The Nets.
Okay.
They had a huge lead.
They held on.
Yes. They almost blew it. I was trying to go home. And then they held on and won anyway. Well, all I was going to say is the GM meetings are occurring this week. In all likelihood, nothing will happen.
Mm-hmm.
But the groundwork is being set for bigger things to happen.
Right.
So we'll keep an eye on that.
Get back to your busy telephone calls in a minute. But inadvertently, we began a brand new segment last Tuesday in which every Tuesday we pick who we think the Jets should select to be their next franchise quarterback. Now, they may not get the option to select that person, depending mm-hmm. on where they draft. They do have a boatload of draft picks, so they could always trade up. As of right now, they would pick fifth in the NFL draft. And so last week when we began it, I gave you my November 4th preference. Today, we're all going to give our November 11th preferences.
Okay.
So just in case you forgot, here was my November 4th preference.
Right. We'll call it November 4th, Evan wanted Ty Simpson.
Yes. Can you write that down?
Of course. I'm writing it down right now.
And he did write it down. Thank you, Tommy. November 4th, Evan preferred Ty Simpson.
Okay.
November 4th, Tiki preferred...
The November 4th Tiki pick is who? Ty Simpson?
Yeah.
I love when Tiki does that. The deep... yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So November 4th, me and Tiki were lockstep. What about November 4th, Tommy Lugauer? What
John Mateer. He's Baker Mayfield. He's Jackson Dart. He's right. got stones. Like him a lot.
He's got stones. How about November 4th, Sean Morash?
Sean Morash, your Jet preference on November 4th is who?
I project my November 4th is going to be the hot pick come February. Dante Moore out of Oregon.
Now, it's November 11th. If you don't mind, I will go first.
Go ahead.
Fernando Mendoza.
Oh, you're hooked off of
this thing. I'm hooked! I flipped! It took just a week, and we'll get back to you on November 18th.
You actually watched the full game?
No, not a full game. What are you, nuts?
Enough of the game to know that the kid is special?
Well, I watched, here's what I watched and heard. I watched, obviously, the end of that game, that incredible drive, and I also heard him after the game.
Mm.
And what he said was very impressive.
Right.
Would you like to take a listen to my future quarterback? My potential future quarterback?
Was this on the field or was this in the press conference?
This was, I think, after in the press conference. Here's Fernando Mendoza. You may not have heard his voice yet, but this is the interview that began to hook me even more.
So, yeah, I mean, physically, I feel good. I would say I'm a larger quarterback, but to see what the defense, special teams, and offense, especially the offensive line, what they're going through, battling every play, I can't stay on the ground. No matter how hard the hit is, no matter how much it hurts, when seeing those guys, when seeing Charlie Beckers over there, my roommate, or seeing Omar Cooper Jr. take a hit on the seam, or seeing, you know, Pat Coogan, Khalil Benson battling their butts off, I know that I'm going to put my life on the line for that team, and I'm going to die on that field. I will never sub myself out in that instance, and I would die on that field for my brothers.
He would die on that field for his brothers. Now, obviously, not really. I mean, we don't want him dying on the field for anybody.
No.
But I'm in love.
He's got two really good wide receivers, too.
He does.
Amari Cooper, the kid that he was talking about, and Elijah Surratt. They both have 10. No, Surratt has 10. Cooper has 9 touchdowns. So he's got good targets to throw to. But didn't he sound like a 15-year-old?
He sounded kind of young, yeah.
He just sounded like...
He is young.
Not even young. I mean, inexperienced. In the celebrity moment.
Well, I mean, kind of is.
Of course he is.
It's still all relatively new to him.
It's kind of refreshing because usually these quarterbacks that are going to be the elite ones, the Arch Mannings of the world, these guys at the top of the draft, they're programmed.
Right.
Like, they just say the same stuff.
He is not programmed.
They give you the cliche answer, and I'm positioning myself with every word I say to be your number one draft pick, yada, yada, yada. He's, like, emotionally, you know, I'm just going to get up. And I can't stay down. Did you see those guys? I got to get up. It's kind of awesome.
And if he gets drafted by the New York Jets, they will reprogram him.
Yeah, probably.
Aaron Glenn will be like, no, we're not going to do that.
Right.
So I admit, November 11th, Evan, different than November 4th, Evan. I'm with Fernando Mendoza. How about you, Tate?
I'm still with Ty Simpson.
Sticking with Ty Simpson.
He's got one interception.
No, he's been great. And I still love Ty Simpson. I'm just saying. Tommy, where are you?
When I close my eyes, I envision this guy now being the Jets quarterback. I'm with Tiki, Ty Simpson.
Wow, you flipped too. All right, Sean Morash.
Yeah, I thought after watching college football Saturday, my answer today was going to be Fernando Mendoza. And then I heard him speak post-game, and it turned me off of him, not on him.
How'd that turn you off?
He just felt young.
Yeah,
I can see it.
Dude, it felt very Ned Flanders-like. Like if Ned Flanders had, like, testicular fortitude.
That's not fair.
That's the way it just came across to me. I'm not telling you I'm right or wrong. I'm wrong all the time. I'm going to stick with my guy, Dante Moore, who had the throw of the day, if not for Fernando Mendoza. So I'm sticking with him. Oregon quarterback.
I would now like to ask you a very uncomfortable question.
Go ahead.
And I think I'm the first person to ask this question.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just curious. I'm just thinking about this. So as we evaluate Fernando Mendoza, and as we evaluate John Mateer, and as we evaluate Dante Moore, and all these, Ty Simpson, I'm kind of wondering about something.
Well, yeah.
Right now, the Giants are picking third.
Okay.
It's possible they're going to pick second. It's possible they're going to pick number one. Like, it is on the table that the New York Giants are going to run this draft. Because of Jackson Dart's injury issues in his rookie season. I haven't even finished asking the question. Do you think you would consider?
No. Not a
chance. Do you think you would consider?
Not even a chance.
Possibly taking one of these young quarterbacks?
No.
And moving on from Dart because of some of the concerns about his ability to stay on the field?
No. It's a good thought, but no.
Okay. Has that thought gone through your mind yet, Sean? Have you done a... Actually, Rico on it. Actually, oh, I'm sorry. It's called something else.
Actually, yeah, you know, not a talking Giants or a one Giant step. I've actually thought the opposite or similar. I would rather make a trade with a team like the Jets and get one of those 2027 first round picks so that if year two shows me another Jackson Dart injury, I'm in the mix in 2027 for a quarterback then.
That's interesting.
That is a very interesting
manipulate
answer.
Manipulate people who have draft equity to come trade with you.
Right.
And that is a spot that the Giants, and I assume Tennessee will be in. Now, look, Cam Ward has been awful. I don't know if they would get off the pot after 1 year, though it's happened before. Right. The Arizona Cardinals did it. I don't know if they'd get off the pot, though they also got off the pot with someone who wasn't picked number one.
Right.
Like, Cam Ward was the number one overall pick last year. So, yes, the Giants and or Titans could certainly be in that position where you garner picks for 27 to protect yourself. I'm just wondering, as we evaluate these young quarterbacks, especially if you guys fall in love with me, you may be in a position to very quickly pivot. But both of you are saying that is not something you'd consider.
No, I'm on Lugie's guy. I like Carnell Tate. I want that kid.
Okay.
He's big.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Go gets the ball. Great compliment to Malik Nabers.
Could you see yourself changing if Dart isn't cleared in a while? Like, if, let's say he doesn't play again.
No. Okay. No. Right. He's still the guy.
Okay.
Yeah. He's the whole reason a head coach is going to want this job. I'm not drafting another quarterback.
I am just asking the uncomfortable question.
No, go get me Caleb Downs and give me a playmaker on the defense.
Okay. Because that, look, I think Jackson Dart has it. I think we all kind of feel that way. I think we're all universally in love with this kid, everything about him. The one thing that's concerning is his ability to now stay on the field and take hits. And A, is he going to play again? When is he going to play again? I assume he'll be cleared in the next few weeks. I don't want to be a Debbie Downer and say he's never going to be cleared. That's scary for him if
that's the case. We haven't heard anything.
We've heard nothing.
It's Tuesday, so it's an off day and Veterans Day, and nobody's working over there. But we'll find out tomorrow. We'll get a better idea when somebody says something tomorrow.
I just want you to know that I'll give you the old Dick Cheney story since he passed away last week. George W. Bush brought him in to help look for his VP. And Dick Cheney led the search. He was searching for a VP. And at the end of the day, he's like, you know what, Dubs? I'll take the job. It's possible that as we do this exercise every Tuesdays of evaluating these young quarterbacks, isn't it possible that at some point, Tommy or Tiki or Sean says, screw it. I want the young quarterback. I'm picking it too. I'll trade Jackson Dart. I want Fernando Mendoza. Just keep it in the back of your mind. Just keep it in the back of your mind. You don't have to yell at me now.
Okay.
Back of your mind.
If I'm doing that, I'm taking my fourth round pick and using it on Drew Allar, but that's me.
Okay. I'm just saying, keep it in the back of your mind. All right. Let's get back to your calls. Let's go to Pat in Ringwood, New Jersey. What's up, Pat?
What's up, guys? How about this? Spagnuolo as the head coach, Doug Peterson as the OC, and Antonio Pierce as the DC. I'd like to see that.
Yeah, it's a celebrity, probably not successful staff.
Not so successful. Let's go to Steve in Bound Brook, New Jersey. What's up, Steve?
Evan, what's going on?
What's up, man?
Tiki, before I take you to task on something that you said earlier, let me ask you a question. Your first year with the Giants, or your second year, I don't quite remember, you were playing behind a big back. He was out of Penn State. What was his name?
Penn State? No. So my first year I was behind Rodney Hampton and Tyrone Wheatley, but I ended up starting the season because they got hurt. Second year, Gary Brown.
Yes, that's right, Gary Brown. So listen,
Gary Brown, I used to call Mike. He passed away, actually.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, he was a great dude.
Big back, okay? So listen, I used to call Mike and the Mad Dog all the time. Evan, you'll get a kick out of this. And I called three separate times. I called when Chris was on vacation. So I was telling Mike that I think it was your second year, that you needed an opportunity to start, okay, to get the ball 20 to 22 times a game.
Right.
Finally, the third time, Mike hung up on me, and he told me never to call back again because I called three times, and he called me a clown and a moron.
For suggesting that Tiki needs the ball.
I'm glad you were right.
Evan, exactly. Your career vindicated me.
Right.
And, Evan, I swear to God, this is like 98. I think it was Tiki's second season, because Tiki had more yards his rookie season. I think he had like 500 yards. In your second season, you only had about 200 yards. I think you might have been hurt.
Yeah, I didn't. No, I just didn't play. I lost the job to Gary Brown.
And I told Mike, he said, listen, Tiki Barber's a third down back. He's a scat back. He's too small for an every down back. Don't call me again and don't be a moron, you clown. That's what he said to me. That is exactly what he said to me.
I love that.
And I'll never forget it. Well, okay, so Tiki, real quick.
Yeah.
What's up, Evan?
Well, I was going to say, if you could give me the date and time, I could pull it and you could play it on the air.
You know what? I wish I could have timestamped that.
I know, it
would have been classic.
I know.
But Tiki, real quick, earlier you said two separate things. You said that Abdul Carter was a camp miss, and you said Jihad Campbell, okay, the rookie linebacker on the Eagles, was okay? All I'm going to say is this. As far as I'm concerned, and I'm a Giant fan, Abdul Carter has been disappointing. He's been a non-factor. He has a half a sack, half a season, after requesting LT's jersey all summer. And number two, Tiki, number two, Jihad Campbell is anchoring that defense. Played nine games in his career, his rookie season right now. He's third on that team in tackles. He's been terrific.
Yeah.
Now I think I don't think he started last night because they got the kid Phillips from Miami,
right,
who had a terrific game. His first game with the Eagles, they signed him,
That was my point, though, Steve, is that Campbell got replaced by a guy you traded for. So, I mean, he's a developmental guy. I think he's going to be a good player eventually, but it is what it is. Abdul Carter, you're right. He doesn't show up in the stat book.
But he's also gotten some bad luck. He had a sack last week that got wiped out because of a penalty.
And he's also being put in positions that aren't organic to him. He's an edge rusher. I can't tell how many times I've seen him as a stand-up linebacker. Now, some of that is because they're rushing him over the center and they're just trying to create a mismatch, or they rush him over as a three technique and he's part of the game. You know, you do the twist, the tackle defensive end games. And so he's kind of clearing the way for some of the other guys. But, I mean, it's hard to evaluate him as well. We talked about evaluating some of these other guys, you know, players that Joe Shane has drafted. But Abdul Carter, I think he's going to be really good. But I don't know yet. I haven't seen him just pin his ears back and go after the quarterback play after play after play after play after play, like Brian Burns gets to do.
There's a few things about Abdul Carter. Number one, you hit on it. I'd like to see him in a different defensive system. And we are. Like, we're going to.
Right.
Not this year. Probably not this year, but we are next year.
I mean, maybe we will.
Maybe. I just doubt it. Mm. But next year, we will. And number two, watching him, it does feel like there's been some bad luck involved with him not being on the stat sheet.
No doubt.
A little bit. Now, I think when you, and this is something I warned before the season started, when you ask for LT's number, you bring on expectations that are unfair. LT's the greatest defensive player of all time.
And you knew it from jump.
You knew it. And so that was always a mistake, in my opinion, to ever go down that road. But can he still be the player you thought of when the Giants drafted him at number three? Absolutely. And I wouldn't be worried about him being a bust.
Right.
I just say, yes, he has not had the impact I hope for, but I think there are circumstances that may be holding him back.
Of course, and he's also a rookie.
Yeah. And what do we know about rookies? Rookies suck.
There you go. We can all say it together. Learn that from the great Tiki Bar.
I hate rookies. And I hate rookies. That too. Let's go to Artie in Brooklyn. What's shaking, Artie?
Hey, Artie.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Thanks for taking the call. So can somebody explain to Aaron Glenn that the way to develop a quarterback is not necessarily getting him to throw the ball five times in the first quarter and three times in the next quarter. And then you look at the stats. Every week, he's not throwing the ball more than 15 times. He threw that pick.
Hold on, Artie. Do you want to develop Justin Fields? Is that like a part of the game plan of 2025?
I don't know if it was part of the game plan now, because we already seen what he's doing. But in the beginning of the year, that was kind of the goal. You're giving the guy $30 million. Are you trying to figure out whether he's Jalen Hurts or Zach Wilson?
Well, yes and no. And I'm just giving you my perspective because I don't know what Aaron Glenn and Darren Mooji thought. My thought was win football games. And if Justin Fields, in the course of that, shows us, hey, wow, maybe they're putting it all together, we could reevaluate him in the future.
Right.
But I don't want play calling to be about developing Justin Fields. I want play calling to be about winning a football game. And when they ran the ball 13 times in a row to end the game on Sunday, that was good.
Yeah, that wasn't developing the quarterback. That was winning a football game.
Well, what should they be doing?
They should be winning a football game.
They haven't drafted Fernando Mendoza yet or John Mateer. We're talking about Justin Fields. And while, yes, I view him as a lottery ticket, I never viewed the goal of this season about developing him.
No.
I want to win games.
Right.
I had a weird dream about the Jets on Thursday. I don't know why. So last night, I fell asleep. And I'm not going to lie to you. I kind of fell asleep in the middle of the Eagle-Packer game. Woke up.
It wasn't that exciting.
I mean, it was because it was close, but I get your point. Mm. I woke up. I was able to watch a little bit of the end. I stayed up. But in my dream, I couldn't watch the Jets game, and I had to, like, watch, like, the score bug on my phone, which is very inhuman for me. But I've watched every Jet game since I was, like, 7. Like, I haven't missed any. So the idea of not being able to watch the game is a foreign thing.
Yeah.
So I'm, like, watching the score on my phone, and we won 9-6, and I was so pumped up. That was my dream. What do you think that means?
I have no idea. Why 9-6?
Why 9-6?
Because that means was it 3 field goals or was it a touchdown and a mixed extra point?
I don't know because all I was looking at was the app.
Oh, that's right. You only saw the score bug. So you have no idea.
Why 9-6?
I don't know. It would have been a better story if the score was 6-7.
but you always put the top score first, so it wouldn't work.
Work with me.
Okay, well.
You said you're looking at a score bug. Not okay,
so technically I looked at the score bug and it was actually 6-9.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a different kind of dream.
Nice. Oh. So, I mean, we could play that game if you want.
All right, so you were having a good dream.
Are your girls into 6-7?
Nonstop.
Really? So they do it too? These kids love 6-7.
They do it. They don't know what it means.
It'll be quick. It'll be over.
Yeah.
Because my kids are already out of it.
I hope.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
And I think that's the problem. I think the younger kids find it silly and funnier now because the older siblings are telling the younger kids that are bringing it to school, and then they're all saying it. So, yeah, I have kindergartners coming home doing the 6-7 thing.
Yes. In fact, Spence thinks, because I don't know if you remember this, for anyone listening, my youngest son, Spence, made one appearance here on WFAN.
Boom Mets!
Yes, he was saying Boom Mets. He was saying, I want dollars.
I want dollars!
And he was a comedy genius. Like, SNY, he was jumping up and down. And so Spence knows that his appearance was very popular and people thought he was funny. So he told me yesterday, I have to go back on the show. And I
was like, Boom Mets!
I said, well, what are you going to do this time? And he said, this time, all he's going to do, this is what he told me. He's not going to ask for dollars. Not going to say boom nets. He's just going to go like this. This is what he told me he's going to do. 6-7. 6-7. I was like, you think that's going to go over well? He's like, yeah, everybody's going to laugh. 6-7. I was like, oh, jeez.
The funniest thing to me is hearing adult, like, broadcasters trying to work it into their play calls.
You can't
it
do that.
So
you can't do it.
So bad.
Like, we're not working it into
something
our show.
Something special's going to happen if this score, blah, blah. Like, shut up.
No. You know what?
Shut the hell up.
We should have known in training camp when Brian Daboll slipped the 6-7 at the end of one of his press conferences that was the end.
So, you know.
Did he?
Oh, yeah.
He did that, Tiki. And I got to tell you, you know me, watching all these press conferences, I'm looking for cuts. When he said it, I was so confused. Mm. And I'm like, I don't get it. And I actually, that was the first time I ever did research on 6-7 because my kids weren't even into it at that time. And I could not understand what the hell Brian Daboll was doing. And so I let it go. Never cut it. Never did anything with it. And then weeks later, I found out about the 6-7 through my kids. I started to understand it. But he's right. Because I remember when he did it, I was like, what was that?
Right.
I didn't understand.
That was his kids telling him to do it.
Look, here's the reality.
What a different time.
I know.
The reality about Brian Daboll is we had some memories. We had some moments.
Of course.
There was some fun times.
Uh-huh.
It was time to go. Oh, I was curious. So the first picture of Brian Daboll was taken post-Giant job.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently he's leaving his house. And, you know, the snow's coming down. And he's wearing a Penn State sweatshirt. And I started doing some research, like, what's his connection to Penn State? He didn't go to Penn State.
No.
He never worked for Penn State. And I could not come up with any connection that Brian Daboll has to Penn State. Do you have one, Sean?
I think that he probably got it handed to him by Abdul Carter for making him the first pick he had.
Simple as that. Mm. So a player just said, hey, here's a Penn State sweatshirt.
Or he's making a very loud
reference.
Suggestion.
Yes.
Penn State is without coach right now.
So do you think he's doing that hours after he got fired?
I mean, why not?
I guess so. Doesn't hurt.
Right. I'm not sitting on the sideline. I'm available. Let's talk.
I have the answer.
There is an answer to this?
There is.
Okay, go ahead.
His son, Christian.
Goes to Penn State?
Will work there, too. I think he's there, and he works at Penn State as an offensive. Is he an offensive assistant? Christian Daboll?
I have no idea.
All right. Well, it says here Christian Dable went to Penn State.
There you go. There's your answer. Because, like, my dad would do that. Like, right. He would wear the sweatshirt
right.
of
that
my
makes sense.
Okay,
fair for enough. Sure.
So it wasn't him, you know, basically pimping himself out for the job, which would have been pretty funny. He's like, please, please hire me. Let's go to Anthony in White Plains. What's up, Anthony?
Oh, hey, guys. Good afternoon. Today, the first time I get to watch you, because I got DirecTV yesterday.
Nice. But, there you go.
Yeah, it's awesome. So I was just wondering what your guys' opinion is, because I'm a frustrated Dolphin fan for a very long time. I have a lot of Jet fans who are friends, a lot of Giant fans, same thing. And every year after Halloween, we root for our teams to lose to get a better draft pick.
Right.
So do you think that the NFL should, like, implicate a NBA-style draft lottery, like, where, like, the top 10 worst teams have, like, the shot at the number one pick?
Yes.
So, like, you're not rooting against your team?
Yes, 1,000%. And this is probably going to come up as we get to November and December. We've talked about it in the past. I think it is horrible for sports that certain fans feel compelled to root against their team. And I think there should be a lottery. I don't even like the NBA lottery. I think it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Like, the idea, I'm going to a Nets game tonight. I want to just freely root for my team to win. By the way, it doesn't matter. They're going to lose right. by 30 anyway. But there is in the back of your mind, hey, we're better off losing. And I think what should happen is every team that misses the playoffs should have the exact same odds. And that's what I would do.
Right.
Because even the discourse
that
we've
makes
had.
It fair.
Makes it fair. Like the discourse we've had about, well, the Jets are, they shouldn't win. It's stupid. I hate those arguments. It's so dumb. And I think the NFL could solve it by just saying, look, it doesn't matter how bad your record is. We're not rewarding you for your ineptitude yeah. by having you pick first. So 1,000% there should be a lottery. I would have it be a flat lottery where every team that misses the playoffs has the exact same odds.
Right. That way you're not trying to race to zero, to the bottom, and ultimately make the product unwatchable.
Correct.
Because that's what happens.
Correct. I think it's something that these leagues should improve on. And I think the lottery is a nice step, but I honestly don't think it goes far enough. Mm. Because it does, as a basketball fan, and we've experienced this with the Knicks, I'm certainly experiencing it with the Nets, despite there being lottery odds, fans still say we're better off losing. So it doesn't even solve it.
Right.
If all the odds were exactly the same, then what motivation would there be from fans to say we're better off losing?
Right.
You need to eliminate that. It is I was about to say a cancer to the sport. I don't like using that word, so I want to erase that from the record. It is a hindrance to the sport. I don't think it's a good thing. Sean's got his Cinco de 5-0 list. We'll get back to your phone calls at 888-808-1019.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.